Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are your home of America's team. Tremendous draft coverage by our guys again with Brian Broaddus, Dane Brugler, and JC1053 leading the way. The Cowboys go long at corner. They go big for Dan Quinn. They go a lot of defense, maybe some questionable guys character-wise, and some confusion over value. RJ, tell us how you see this as a boom or bust draft.
Well, you know, from a boom standpoint, it's going to be kind of difficult from the standpoint that they didn't get a ton of great value positions early, right? So it's going to be hard to be, even if they are great, it's going to be really, really hard. But I think it'll be a great draft if Micah, I almost said Chandler Parsons when I was.
Don't say that. We have him already in Van Der Esch.
If Micah turns out to be, if they put him in a lot of edge rushing type situations, I think it's going to be a huge advantage because now it allows him to do what he does best. According to a lot of people, he can get to the passer very well.
Yeah,
he's also good at the run. He's not great in coverage. Put him at the edge. Maybe Cox becomes a fantastic coverage linebacker. Maybe Jalen Smith can shift to a spot that's more comfortable for him. Maybe they get from this draft. Maybe Bohanna becomes a decent interior defensive lineman. That draft's going to be a success. All three add depth to a defense, and for Parsons, making him more of an edge at times would mean that the value added they got in the draft rises because there's more value as an edge.
Here is Micah Parsons describing what type of player he is when he met with all the Cowboy media on Friday morning.
Just play football, man. I feel like I'm just instinctual, and you know, I play with a lot of effort. I think that's what I do best. You know, I'm always trying to get to the ball. I'm like a ball hawk, I would say. You know, see ball, get ball. You know, water boy type.
I do like that answer.
I love this guy as an interview. He's on my all-Cowboy interview team already as we had the first local radio interview with him right after he was selected. Where does the confidence come from, Micah Parsons, with that great personality so far?
I just think it's my mindset. I just hate to lose, and I love to win. So, you know, we go anywhere you want, and we could do basketball. We go bowling. We could do whatever, play some chess. I'm going to find a way to beat you.
Woo! There you go.
You know,
Cooper's got competition in the locker room over the chessboard.
I know. Like, I would have, you know, chess doesn't sound like a cool game to me. Like, I can't imagine athletes who you know, athletes, jocks, cool, right? I don't imagine them sitting around playing chess. That doesn't strike me as, like, the athlete-type way to go.
I will say this about your value argument. Jabril Cox was thought to be tremendous value with getting him in the fourth round. A lot of people had a second round grade on him, and on everyone's big boards, top available players left, Jabril was right up there. His specialty is what's needed more for today's NFL.
Yeah.
So if you could have drafted Rashawn Slater, even though they look at him as a guard, it makes me feel better they didn't take Slater if they view him more as a guard versus tackle, because we don't have a safety on this team yet, and we don't have Tyron insurance. Right now, you don't have Tyron Smith insurance, and history has shown when Tyron goes down, so does the Cowboys' chances of winning a football game. They just totally collapse. If Jabril Cox is awesome as a coverage guy, it makes me wonder, like, should you have taken Parsons in that first round when that's not one of his specialties? It's going upfield, as you said. Here's Jabril Cox on if coverage is his strength.
Yeah, I think that's something that's very strong in my game, but I believe that I can play at all three levels of the defense, whether that be in the back end, at the linebacker depth, or even on the line. It's something that I take great pride in my versatility. So just being able to do multiple things for a defense is something that I take pride in.
You know, I was looking at a power ranking of the importance of each position in today's NFL. Of the 15, number 15 is outside linebacker. It's the least, okay? Number 14 is a run-stuffing defensive end. And number 12 is an inside linebacker. So we're talking about, you know, when we refer to linebackers or edge rushers that are run-stopping type guys, we're talking about the least valuable. Jadeveon Clowney is great at stopping the run. Jadeveon Clowney was on the market until a week ago.
Yeah.
And he is thought of as one of the busts, even though he's a good player. He's a very good player. It's just his skill set is kind of outdated. And that doesn't mean that Micah Parsons isn't going to be a good player. He probably is going to be a very good player. But, you know, inside linebackers are traditionally has been the heart of a defense, and that just isn't the case anymore. And so you look at guys like Patrick Willis and Bobby Wagner, who, yeah, they're great players. But Bobby Wagner was, I mean, what's Bobby Wagner's Seattle defense once Sherman and Browner and Cam and Earl gone to? I mean, they've been outside the top half in the NFL.
Could the scheme change your mind if Dan Quinn said, we're going to play this, we're going to have more linebackers on the field? Could that alter your thinking at all? The Cowboys' new defensive coordinator, many people calling this the Dan Quinn draft because of all the size they took, answered that question about how they're going to line up.
Well, I'd say it's kind of a mixture, you know, because so much of the defense nowadays is played out of a nickel front. So that's more of a four down of way you play. As far as in the base packages go, it'll look more like a 3-4 look. And that would have been consistent, whether it was the team last year or during my times in Atlanta as well. But more often than not, with most teams, you know, the nickel packages, which, you know, teams play, you know, I'd say close to 60 or 70% of the time, are more out of four down.
I will say this. The good is, and I said this before the draft and after round one, I don't care how many defensive players they draft. They need them all. They need them as starters. They need them for depth. The good news is you have linebacking depth now. I mean, like crazy. Yeah. You have Jalen. You have Van Der Esch with the reports. They're not going to pick up the fifth-year option. You have Micah Parsons. You have Jabril Cox. And then Dan Quinn said Keanu Neal is going to play linebacker. He made a Pro Bowl as a safety. But if you're going to have two on the field a lot, that seems like
a lot of resources.
A lot of resources, unless you're counting on, you know, Van Der Esch to be hurt again or Jalen to be, you know, disappointing.
Well, listen, I mean, if Jalen and Van Der Esch, let's say Van Der Esch plays, doesn't get traded, okay? Or released, whatever. Let's just say he's here and he's healthy. Well, if he's here and he's healthy, he's a good player. And let's say Jalen is also here and he plays to his peak, whatever that may be. Well, now they've got a big linebacker room, a good linebacker room, but not enough bodies, not enough positions to be able to use them all.
Yeah.
So it becomes problematic. I mean, Joseph's going to be their fifth linebacker to start the year, or fourth anyway. No, fifth, right? Because he'll be behind
Kelvin Joseph, corner.
I'm sorry. The LSU
Cox.
Cox will be their fifth linebacker.
Stop forgetting Cox.
I can't forget Cox.
Hard to forget.
I know. It is very good. Very well done. He'll be their fifth linebacker to start the year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to see the field.
All right, take us through the rest of the boom or bust options for the draft.
Well, if obviously if Jalen and LVE stay healthy and play better all year, that is going to be very difficult for this team, because now you're going to have so many players wrapped up in a position that's losing value like a Chrysler 300. Sorry, Chrysler 300s. So it's just going to be a disaster. Chances are it won't be that bad because this team drafts pretty well. They do. This will not be a disaster draft. And I'm sorry, it will be a disaster draft if the issues that play with Ball and Joseph and Parsons come to fruition and rear their heads. Now, I think the Joseph thing is massively overrated. He was literally suspended for the Fiesta Bowl. That's it. He was suspended.
But why?
Team rules. Violation of team rules. It could have been missing a curfew. It could have been gambling on a team bus. I mean, he could have brought a gun into the facility. You don't know. You have no idea. Violation of team rules. A lot of people violate team rules. So I'm not going to freak out about that one. The other two, we're talking about a physical violence against a woman when you're 6'8" or whatever. And then the other one is just, it's sexual assault if it really was what the reports are about Micah Parsons. I mean, that's brutal hazing. So those are problematic to me.
Stephen Jones was asked, what did Josh Ball tell you? Because he told our draft team, and it ticked off Kavanaugh on the coverage, oh, everyone's moved past it, everyone's over it, it's old story. What did Josh Ball tell Stephen to assure him he would not have another incident that is the one alleged by his ex-girlfriend?
I just think, having a long visit with him. At the end of the day, you look at it, you see how it works, you see what happened, and certainly, as we all know, when you're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, these guys can be immature when they're learning the ropes, if you will. And we just felt comfortable that this guy's maturing, and he's going to do a great job for us.
Okay. All right.
I wonder if McCarthy was in the room. And I think Fish brought up some great points. He was in the room.
No.
But I wonder if McCarthy was in the room saying, look, all this Boy Scout stuff, we're here to win football games. We're taking some guys with some off-field issues. I don't care about all that. Whereas maybe Jason Garrett, I don't know. We think of Garrett as this innocent Boy Scout, saying, nope, make sure he's the right kind of guy. And, I want everyone clapping and I want butt pats everywhere. And, I want to be able to sit there and have lemonades afterwards. And McCarthy's like, no, get beers out. Let's go ahead. Let's get some bad boys in here. But Fish brought it up. Cowboys had sketchy dudes here under Jason Garrett, Rolando McClain, Greg Hardy, Joseph Randall. David Irving, however you feel about
back there, huh?
A lot of rack. They were here under JG's watch, so I think that's a little bit of a misconception about Boy Scout Jason. Now, maybe Jason wasn't in charge of that. Maybe that was Jerry saying, whatever. Randy Gregory, same exact thing. Randy Gregory, there's a reason he was a second rounder and he doesn't play in any games because he's always suspended. So I think Fish did a nice job of clearing up that misconception.
Jason's old man was the one that got on in the draft room and said, guys, this ain't the Boy Scouts, when they were trying to draft Randy Moss. So, the apple's right there. So, Jason had the idea. The idea was RKG. But RKG was just a pipe dream. You can't field a roster. You can't have 53 people in any work environment where somebody isn't a bit of a loose cannon.
Yep.
It's just the way human nature is. Go to your friend group. Go to your neighborhood. Every neighborhood, if there's 53 homes, someone is like, God, just stay away from that side of the neighborhood.
Yeah, look at Wolch. Same thing here at our station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zach and Knight, loose cannon.
Loose cannon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.